It was 20 years ago today. Between the years 2003 and 2016, we ran an experiment in an area of Glendale, California, known as Ground Zero, a place that Armenian organizations had ignored and forgotten, and a place where education, identity, and prayer came together. These are the untold stories of the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Today's episode, Jesus Blankets. The Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church is truly a holistic experience, engaging all of your senses. The melodies of the hymns captivate the ear, of course, when sung properly. The vestments and the shiny brass dance before the eyes. The olfactory senses are alerted with the frankincense. Greeting one another with the holy kiss calls our touch and feel into play. And of course, the culmination of the liturgy comes with tasting the holy and precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Five of the carnal senses are at play every Sunday in our churches, and many other senses that we feel but shy away from defining. They are all real in the church, though they may not be seen, like the stars that are all around us during the bright sunlight. When we first built our altar area at the Youth Ministry Center, we used a very heavy fabric for the curtain. It was a red velvety material with golden-colored ropes and brocades. For our little church on the corner, it was truly a majestic accent to the otherwise humble offerings around us in that church. It was also fairly difficult to open and close, since it resided on a circular metal rod that had to be supported with extra garters because of the weight of the massive curtain. The deacons often pulled and pulled, sometimes in an awkward display of physical energy in front of the congregation. And after a couple of years and a few hundred jerks and tugs at the garment, the curtain was showing wear and tear. One of the members of the church donated new fabric for a lightweight curtain to be sewn. It arrived shortly after the order was placed. We decorated the expanse of the curtain with beautiful cross brocades. Most importantly, now the curtain could be easily opened and shut. Minimal effort. While everyone was excited with the new arrival to our church, I had to figure out what to do with the old curtain. I knew old vestments had to be burned, and I figured the same was true for this huge curtain. After all, through the years, this curtain had absorbed the incense, smoke, and prayers of thousands of faithful people whose cares and difficulties were expressed in prayer before this holy altar. I mean, the curtain was sacred and could not just be put out for curbside pickup. I contemplated a huge bonfire in front of the church, inviting the neighbors and community members for a sacred burning. But the hassle of getting permits from the city of Glendale, which was already annoyed by our presence there, made it easy to opt out of that choice. That week, during our homeless feed, we were going through the streets of LA's Skid Row, when it hit me, the curtain could be divided into several blankets for our homeless brothers and sisters. And a project was born. Several women from the ministry brought over their sewing machines. Others brought sewing shears, irons, and manual labor. The church was converted into a sewing factory. I swear that there was a music playing in that church that day. But I know it was just a happy hum of ladies doing what they knew was right. They sewed and manufactured 50 blankets from the fabric that smelled like incense and housed the hopes, dreams, prayers, and answers of thousands. These Armenian gifts of hope were cleaned, wrapped, and delivered to the residents of the street, with a small note of explanation, along with a prayer by St. Nerses Shnorali. It came with compliments of one group of people who were once homeless themselves to another group, that they might find hope for a better future. On our weekly trips through Skid Row, I would keep my eyes open to see if I would spot someone wearing or wrapped up in a piece of curtain or donning it as a cape. I thought, what a beautiful expression of Jesus' command to clothe the naked, to have a person walking the streets with an Armenian curtain, now turned to a blanket. I never saw pieces of the curtain again. A tragic reminder of how large the homeless population is in the City of Angels. That winter, I was sure that there were at least 50 people, snug in a sacred blanket, unlike any other. From an apostolic era church, the love of Christ was shared on the streets. It was one small miracle that came from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Join me tomorrow as we continue with more stories of faith and miracles that were 20 years ago today. If you've missed earlier episodes, you can catch up or binge on them at epostle.net. Go to the Armodoxy for Today tab and scroll down. Take care and God bless.
epostle.net. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.